welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the empire, the bounty hunter of the century, always flawless, Fett. Thanks for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the galaxy, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. B to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. Bye-bye my Jedi hunting bounty since the third grade. Came up on Kamino, it's the planet of storms, where all my clones kick it till they ready to swarm. Empire payroll, you know I was backing them. Never lost a contract, yo, I was stacking them. B to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. Have a cookie, my Wookiee, I ain't no rookie. Disintegrating fools for galactic cred. Deep freezing ones.
Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you now.
It wouldn't be a show without technical difficulties. I've been meaning to apologize for last Saturday. I was actually sitting there. I was like, well, Jacob will probably get on. So he said he was going to be on at 11. I was sitting there watching TV, and I straight up just passed out.
It's all
like,
good.
And I woke up at like 5:30 in the morning, and I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I can't believe I did that. So, no, nuh-uh. It was crappy of me, and I apologize.
It happens. You probably needed to sleep.
I've definitely not been sleeping well at all. With the different work schedule and all of this stupid high school drama going on in my life.
Oh, sweet. I love high school drama.
Yeah, I don't.
It makes me feel young again.
It makes me want to kill myself. So, yeah, welcome back to the X-Wing Files, everybody.
Yeah.
It's just me and Jacob in this late afternoon edition. This is odd. I don't know that we've ever recorded this early on a weekday.
Well, it's my weekend now, so.
So. And unfortunately, I really still don't think there's much to talk about. We got all that D23 news. And, like, of course, there's not been anything substantial since. There's a new Lego Star Wars game coming out besides the one we already knew about. It's a mobile game.
Oh.
So, I'm not sure that excites you at all.
Is it like a mobile version of the game coming out, or is it something?
It's a different game. It's called, hold on. I was just reading about it, and then Lego Star Wars Battles. It's going to be one of those competitive combat kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
And you collect characters as tower building.
Oh.
Lead an army of Lego Star Wars characters into a real-time multiplayer player versus player battles in arenas inspired by iconic locations from throughout the galaxy. Collect and upgrade characters and vehicles and craft both light and dark side armies to take into battle. Build Lego towers on the battlefield to strategically combat, defend, and capture territory as you push toward the enemy base to claim victory. So I can kind of foresee me jumping on this because my third shift job, in the middle of the night, there's not much to do. So I'm usually playing on my phone, and so I'll have to let everybody know.
Yeah, there's a couple good Star Wars mobile games out there. But
really?
Yeah. If you're really that bored, Knights of the Old Republic has been ported to the phone, and it's a really good port, too. So you should, I think it's like $5.
I might have to check it out.
Yeah.
If I thought somebody wouldn't say something, I would get my one of my consoles up to work.
And, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure something would, because I wouldn't want to just carry it back and forth just for risk of damaging it. Like, I'd leave it there for the 3.5 days I work and then bring it back for the weekend. But I think eventually somebody would just be like, hey, man, like, I know there's not much to do, but you can't really, like, have your Xbox up here.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good. Like, because during the day, there are people up there. So if they were to walk in and just see an Xbox sitting there, they'd be like, what's this all?
That would be awesome, though.
I mean, yeah, I'd love it, but I'm sure my boss would just be like, no.
That would be like my dream job, because Kara hates video games. I mean, and not that I play them a whole lot anymore, but if I had a job where I could just play the games that I love playing.
I mean, there's days where I don't really get to do anything. But I mean, but yeah.
If I could play like I used to before I was married, it'd be nice. And get paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody the other day, I was talking about how kind of bored I get at work, and like that's really the only, like, I'm not complaining, but it is boring. And somebody was like, well, you could like jump in and like help other people out, and they're right, I could, except like I've spent 3 years at this job losing my mind, like just stressed out beyond belief. I'm like, look, I've only been on this shift for 2 weeks. I'm enjoying the downtime. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I've spent 3 years stressed out of my mind, day in and day out, working weekends and not getting paid for it just to make sure things were taken care of and that I wasn't walking into a dumpster fire on Monday. So, no, I'm going to enjoy the fact that I worked my 42 hours in 3.5 days and I can go home and not worry about it. And also, while I'm there, I only have to take care of the things I have to take care of. Otherwise, I'm just sitting there waiting on people to call. So, yeah. Anyway, that's not what we were going to talk about.
Well, okay. So, those mobile games, one of them is Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. Of course, all these are pretty much any game you play another person. There's tons of microtransactions, and you can pay to be good. But Galaxies of Heroes is a really good mobile game. I play it all the time. And there's one that's similar to that Lego game. I can't remember the name. I used to play it, but it's more of like a realistic game like that. You start out with like two towers pretty much and like a shield generator that you have to defend. I think it's just called Heroes, maybe. But you're like you have a commander of different armies that you want to put together, and they're just like Star Wars legends, like Han Solo or Kylo or Luke. Or it's actually a pretty cool game. They all have different, unique powers, and I just didn't like get into it too much. And I didn't play it for a while, and I was like, well, because, you know, most of these games, they reward you for playing, like, every day.
Yeah, and so it becomes an addiction, like, oh, I gotta log in and get my stuff. So.
Yeah, I think is it Star Wars Commander, maybe? I'm gonna look at it. There's one that's, like, a real-time strategy. I don't even know if it's up anymore, it's like, Command and Conquer stuff.
Yeah, I could never really do the RTS thing. I just was not good at it.
Yeah. I only liked a few of them. Of course, I rarely had a computer good enough to run anything. And the ones for consoles usually suck.
Yeah. Speaking of Lego Star Wars, did you see that LEGO is releasing a humongous Star Destroyer Devastator set with the Tanif 4?
No.
Yeah, this fall.
How much is that?
Let's see. First of all, it's 4,784 pieces. When fully built, it stands over 17 inches high and 43 inches long.
Dang.
Yeah. So you're going to need a lot of space. It has swiveling guns, a tilting radar disc, comes with an Imperial officer and crew member minifigures. The set even comes with an attachable scale version of the Tanif 4. Let's see. This box is huge. So let's take you guess. Give me your guess.
$3,000.
No, it's not that much. Come on.
I have no idea. I haven't bought a Lego in forever.
All right. Something that's like one of the smaller sets now cost about $25.
God dang.
Like, and when I say small, I don't mean like the little bitty box. You know, a good size, you know, it'll take you an hour to build it kind of set. Probably cost about $25 to $30. So this is so much bigger than that.
Huh.
$700.
Dang.
$700. Did you know that LEGO was on the verge of filing for bankruptcy before they had the Star Wars license?
No.
Yes.
I could see that, though. I can't think of... I really can't think of anything but Star Wars when I think of LEGO.
Well, I mean, the Harry Potter sets are cool. The superhero sets are really cool. Branching out into video games absolutely help them because it taps into a different market, you know, and they play the games and they're like, oh, I want to go buy a Lego set, you know, and it's become such a giant. And before episode one was when they got the license, right?
Yeah.
It was like four. Cause they started doing classic sets.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember having Slave 1.
Yeah.
I still have it. It's just not in Slave 1 form.
I think it was about a year before Episode 1. Because I still have some of those old sets. I never bought the big vehicle sets, and I regret that. But yeah, they were not doing well. A, because it's super expensive. You know, and it was 1999, 2 years before.
Wow.
So the first Lego Star Wars was released in 1999. Model 7140 was the first intellectual property to be licensed by the Lego Group. The first few sets based on the original trilogy were released in 99, coinciding with the release of Phantom Menace. Wait, Phantom Menace Phantom Menace was 99. So it was, I think, in 2001. So it was the year Phantom Menace came out. So
I feel like I had those before that. Maybe not. Wow.
So yeah. They were on the verge of filing bankruptcy. So
that's so crazy.
Of all the things Star Wars has done, saving Lego is one of them.
Huh.
So
I guess you could thank George Lucas for that one.
Yeah. You know, he raped your childhood and saved Lego.
So I wonder how that works with Disney. Like, I mean, obviously, they probably had the honor contracts, but...
So, yeah. I think it's such a lucrative deal that there's not anything to to alter. Like, I'm sure Disney, whenever it came back up for negotiation, probably got a bigger piece of the pie. But by then, Lego was doing well enough that I'm sure it's not, like, they have so many other licensed properties. I'm sure it's not that big of a deal to, like, you know, have a 50-50 split with profits or something like that. So,
I would imagine that it's good for Disney too, because that, like you've talked about before, like, Avi knows Star Wars, at least original trilogy, from the Lego stuff. So,
that's how he learned Star Wars.
Yeah.
The only Star Wars he ever watched before the new movies was the Clone Wars.
Wow.
He watched the Clone Wars. So, yeah. So, interesting stuff there. So.
And Lego has consistently made good Star Wars games, video games. So,
yeah.
They're the only ones that's done that.
So, here's the interesting thing about the games. The games are actually Warner Brothers Studio games. So, Lego has a partnership with Warner's video game section to produce the games, along with, what's the name of the company?
Big T, Little T?
Yeah, Traveler's Tales.
Yeah.
But Warner Brothers is like the distribution arm of that. So it's a competing studio. Like, the Lego Marvel games are actually put out by Warner Brothers games, you know?
That's weird.
Yeah. So, but Disney doesn't really have a solid game thing in place, you know?
Yeah.
Lucasfilm, or Lucas Games, or Lucas Arts, or whatever they're calling it, is relaunching. But I don't think nothing's going to change with the Lego games, just because Lego has that deal with Warner's in place. So,
yeah,
it's very strange. We do have a new other Lego game coming out. I think we already talked about that, though, right?
Yeah, the one that's supposed to
have all three.
Yeah.
Did you see Ryan Johnson's comments on Empire this week?
Yeah. Empire, the TV show?
Empire Strikes Back. About how he remembers leaving the theater feeling disappointed.
Oh, really?
I don't think he said disappointed. I think he said, like, unfulfilled or something like that.
Yeah. Which
I think people are probably misconstruing, because, like, it's easy to look at it now and go, like, but back then, like, you didn't know how long you're going to have to wait, you know?
Yeah.
And I would have been like, what?
Well, it had already been 3 years, so.
Yeah.
For that.
So, yeah, actually, Return of the Jedi, I think he said, is his favorite Star Wars film. I could be wrong about that, though.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, it's also my favorite Star Wars film.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. It has all my favorite stuff in it. Mandalorian season 2. There's no Jon Favreau is already working on it, but they still haven't officially announced it. So yeah. I'm sure we're gonna get it. They soft launched Disney Plus in Norway today.
What the heck?
Yeah. Well,
they soft launch it in my living room.
Because there's too many people here. You can do it in a place like Norway and not be like, well, they just crashed all the servers. So
yeah, I guess.
Apparently lots of old school Marvel content, the X-Men cartoon, Spider-Man, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, a bunch of stuff like that. Remains to be seen if Ewoks and droids are going to be included.
Yeah.
I would be very excited for that and think we should possibly do commentary tracks for those. I think when it does launch in November, we should absolutely get back to our commentaries because we will have all of our Star Wars stuff in one place. Like, we'll actually be able to all access it. So,
yeah, well, that'll be nice.
Assuming everybody's getting the service. I mean, I am. I'm assuming you are.
Well, yeah.
So,
of course.
I'm sure Ryan will. So, hopefully, one of us can share with Elizabeth because she probably won't. Also, she'll
the person that loves Disney the most is.
Yeah. She'll think I'm trash talking her, but if she ever is going to buy an electronic anything again, please go with her.
Are you talking about her laptop?
Yes.
Because I told her not to buy that. And she just didn't listen.
Okay.
She doesn't listen. Somebody
helped me. I was like, you didn't ask anybody? She's like, well, the person I bought it from said it was good. Like, yeah, because they would have no ulterior motive.
Yeah.
She has 27 gigs on her hard drive.
Yeah.
27. She was like, what does that mean? I was like, it means you have no space.
Yeah. Like,
she go download something. She told me, like, it says cannot write to disk or something like that, memory full. I was like, how much hard drive space do you have? Like, how have you used it all up? And I got her to share her screen with me so I could see. And I was like, oh my God, my phone has more hard drive space.
So I bought her an external hard drive and I believe it has a terabyte of memory on it last Christmas. And I don't even think she uses it. I bought it for her Xbox. Because we share accounts, so right. She gets all the games that I've ever bought, and she's like, but I don't want to do that because I can't download it all, whatever. I was like, all right, so I bought her that for Christmas, and she could totally use that for her computer.
Yeah,
she can't use it for both, obviously, but
right, because it has to be formatted differently, right?
Yeah,
which is crap.
Which is pretty annoying, especially since they're both Microsoft.
Yeah, they're both Microsoft products. And yeah, I have to reformat it. Yeah, it's freaking annoying.
I guess it makes sense. They don't want people, which if they're going to do it, they're going to find a way anyways. But like having those files accessible through their...
Yeah, but there's ways to do it.
Yeah. If you're that smart, you could probably do it. It might just make it a little easier. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not that smart.
Also, in November, we're getting Jedi Fallen Order. So.
Yeah. I got to start saving some money. Let this... Borderlands 3 comes out tomorrow, and I can't buy it because I didn't save enough money. I mean, I could buy it. Not that we don't have enough money, but we live on a strict budget.
Yeah, I have to start living on a strict budget because...
It sounds like oxymoronic, but doing it is so much more freeing. It really is. It's something very much worth doing.
Yeah, I've never been a budget person. I've always been all right, here's all the bills I know are coming out. Here's the dates they're coming out. Here's how much money I have. So I have X amount of dollars to spend.
Yeah.
Instead of going like, hey, yeah, maybe don't spend anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, I say we're on a strict budget. It's not strict. Like, if we wanted to buy something, we could do it. But having that money saved and planned ahead for whatever it's a lot less stressful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. We've been doing that since we've been married, actually. Since before we were married. Yeah. But doing it together for 4 years.
Yeah.
And
cancel, all of my stuff. I don't use. Like, I rarely use the DC app, and that's $9 a month. I rarely use a Marvel Unlimited app, and it's like $75 or $80 a year. Until recently, I wasn't using Amazon Prime like at all.
Yeah.
But I can stream stuff through Amazon at work. It's not a block site, so I've been streaming through Amazon.
I just canceled my Prime membership today. That's kind of cool, actually, and I did not expect this, but they refunded the $12.99 because it. I forgot. I was gonna cancel it last month, and I forgot to do it, or didn't do it. Procrastinated, didn't do it, and then I was looking at my bank account today and saw they took it out. I was like, God dang it! I thought I canceled it. So I got on there to cancel it, and it said, "We can refund you your $12.99." I was like, "Oh, sweet."
I pay by the year, so it's like $100.
Yeah, I mean, it probably be smart.
Sorry, go ahead.
Probably be smart to do it by the year, but when I first did it, it was just to
try.
Yeah, we really only use it during. Well, we'll probably actually start using it in about a month. Christmas stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Kara's family is big on the stupid little Amazon wish list. So yeah. When we buy presents for everyone, we just buy crap from their wish list, which is good and bad. But
yeah, there's so much less thought put into that.
Yeah, it's a lot less genuine, and it's just more like, here, I'm buying this because I have to buy it.
Yeah.
Type thing.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either. It really does take away from that. It's like, when I open my present, I'm like, alright, which Amazon wish list gift did you get me?
I want somebody to go out and find something and go like, Logan should have this.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's a shirt or hat or socks or, like, I don't care if it's anything like that, but, like, that you put some thought into it, not that, like, I told you, like, hey, I would like this, and then you went and got it for me. Like,
yeah.
That just seems like it's not really a gift from the heart, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Like, last year for Christmas, my friend Brandy, she got me, I'd been talking about it, and I'm like, they're just so expensive, but I really want to get one, a weighted blanket, because it's supposed to help with, like, anxiety and sleep disorders and all the crazy stuff I have in my head. And I've been talking about it forever. And so last Christmas, she was like, if you already have bought one, like, let me know. I have the receipt. I'll take it back and I'll get you something else. But I got you this. And I was like, no, I haven't bought one because they're like $120. And I'm just like, I can't spend $120 on a blanket. That's a lot of comic books. So, she was like, okay, good. And I do sleep with it for the most part all the time. It's heavy and it gets hot. So, especially in the summer. So,
hot and heavy.
Yeah. So it's a little difficult in the summer to sleep with it for long periods of time, because usually about 4 or 5 hours into my sleep, I'm just like, I am so hot. But during the winter, it was very nice. So
yeah. So
it does help.
Yeah. The thing that it would help me with, not that it happens all the time, but you know, when you're sleeping and you're probably actually dreaming or like halfway asleep, halfway awake, and it feels like someone sits on the end of your bed.
Yes.
It's like, there's a ghost in here.
Yep. It helps me from tossing and turning too. Like, it's kind of it's not that heavy. I think it's only 20 pounds, but it kind of forces your body. Like, it's enough weight that you can't, like, comfortably shift, you know? So, like, once you find that position that you're comfortable in, you kind of just pushed to stay there. So you kind of resist the urge to, like, move around, because if you do move, like, it's so heavy. Like, yeah, it's just, but yeah, it really does help. So I'd actually not been sleeping with it for the last week or so, because I, for whatever reason, I've just been sleeping on the couch. When I get home, I sit on the couch, eat a bowl of oatmeal in the morning, turn on the TV, and usually about 15 or 20 minutes into that, I'm asleep on the couch. So it's in my bed. So today, for whatever reason, I was like, you know, I should probably have my weighted blanket, and I got it. And I only slept for about 4 hours or so, but it was the most solid 4 hours of sleep I've had in 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's so, about how long I slept today.
Yeah.
I got to get back on my regular schedule.
Well, tonight's my half night, so I get off at 1 a.m. And if I'm not tired when I get off at 1 a.m., I'll come home and not be able to sleep. And then I wind up wasting like most of Friday because I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Or something.
I'd rather be tired when I get off, come home, be home by 2, and crash and get up, you know, at 8 or 9. And then I'll have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'll just start really, really late Sunday night. And, you know, then I'm good. Sleep most of Monday, going to work Monday night. So, yep. Yeah, none of that is Star Wars related.
Yeah. I'm sure Spencer enjoyed it.
Yep. I think he stopped listening to us.
Probably.
Yeah.
I guess I could make fun of him or something, maybe.
Just to see if he listens?
Yeah, that'll spark something.
It's Ezra's birthday is coming up. His son.
Ah, who cares?
That was harsh.
I'm just kidding. I really like him because he met Ezra.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, right? I wanted to have him on the podcast to talk about it.
Yeah, he should come on sometime.
Maybe we can get him on sometime this weekend and record another brief episode since we've been so sporadic lately. So
yeah. I feel like it'll be better once we have... I feel like in November it will definitely be better.
Well, we'll have stuff that we actually are excited to talk about rather than like, I guess let's just get on and BS for a few minutes.
Yeah, and I think it'll help my sister if she gets into The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll be like how she was on Game of Thrones.
So, yeah, not much else to really talk about. There's this theory that young Luke Skywalker is going to show up in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, which I say, nope. Don't think so.
Like baby, or not baby Luke, but like...
Kid Luke.
Like toddler Luke.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening.
I think it would be cool if there was like a brief, whatever, like Obi-Wan helping, maybe... It'd be cool to have an episode where, like, maybe Owen and Aunt Beru are in trouble and Obi-Wan secretly saves them or something, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
You have to totally recast those parts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had a totally new Han Solo, so, and it worked, in my opinion.
Yeah, it did. I agree.
And that he's way more sacred than Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen. Oh wait, what about the actors from Episode 3?
Do you not know who played Owen in Episode 3? Yeah, he ain't coming back for this, man.
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead. How do you not know this?
Who is he?
It's and you asked me, and now I'm completely blanking on his name. Hold on, hold please.
Is he just pissed off at George or something?
No. Hold on, I'm going. Joel Edgerton.
I don't know who that is. Other than
yeah, you do. Let's see. He was in Red Sparrow. He's in Bright with Will Smith. He plays the alien. He was in Exodus, Gods and Kings, The Great Gatsby, Zero Dark Thirty, Odd Life of Timothy Green, Warrior, that movie Warrior.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Anyway, he's got a pretty substantial film career. Don't foresee him coming back for a cameo on a TV show. So
what if he loves Star Wars?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, you kind of have to play freaking Uncle Owen.
Bonnie Peace? No, he was unknown.
Then?
Yeah. Bonnie Peace that played Baruch, she is not blown up the way Joel Edgerton has.
She was really pretty, too, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Joel Edgerton was he's an Australian actor, and they filmed some of that stuff in Australia. And basically, that was his first. Like, I'm done looking at everything he did before 2002 is like Australian TV shows and movies, and it's all short films, one-off, like, you know, unnamed man parts, stuff like that. So
yeah,
and then from episode one on, he kind of got bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, he was in that King Arthur movie with what's her name? Keira Knightley.
Oh.
Clive Owen.
Yeah.
He was in Smoking Aces.
Oh, okay. I've seen Smoking Aces.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe someone should just write him a letter and be like, put another shrimp on the bobby, mate.
I'm not saying he wouldn't do it. I'm just saying it just seems unlikely that he would. So,
I mean, Ewan McGregor is playing freaking Obi-Wan, so.
Yeah, but that's a substantial part.
Yeah, but.
Maybe. What if it was about, what if they bring back Joel Edgerton and it is about Owen and.
They fight each other?
No, like. Somehow they wind up having to work together, and that's where, like, Owen's, like, absolute disdain for all of that comes from. Yeah. Oh, God, that's awesome. Because, like, he's so bitter about Obi-Wan Kenobi, right?
Yeah.
If he means old Ben Kenobi, and he's like, I don't want you going and, you know, talking to that crazy old man, you know.
Yeah,
I bet they will. Okay, yeah. So now I'm fully on board, and he's just like a main character in the show. I bet they could get Joel Edgerton for that.
I mean, if you wanted to play a stupid orc on the other side of, orc.
Yeah, that was a movie Netflix bought, though. I think. I don't think it was, or did they finance it? I don't remember. Anyway, that was a lot of money.
Mm.
So I guess this is Disney. They can throw as much to at it.
You get your own action figure. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man, I'm totally down for this Obi-Wan Owen story.
Yeah, it could just be an arc in it or whatever, or it could be the whole freaking season. I don't care.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, they could tie
all about Anakin and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could tie Solo into this Obi-Wan series too.
Yeah.
Like with Maul and Kira and all that. I don't think she would. I mean, I don't know. She's not that big of an actress.
Well, she tried to break into, like, mainstream geek cinema, and it just didn't really work, so.
Yeah.
Terminator.
She's in Terminator?
She was in the last one.
I haven't seen it.
She played young Sarah Connor.
No, boy. I just can't. I can't even imagine that. Like,
was not very good. So, and also solo bombed. So, so yeah.
Wow.
I could definitely see her being down for some of that stuff. So, Amelia Clark. Yeah.
Just, I would just be like, listen, Han's not going to stab you in the chest. You don't have any dragons, but you have a maul. I don't know. Just opposite of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah, her film career is nothing. So.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't like. Like, in Game of Thrones, I wasn't like, oh, man, she's a really good actor or actress. But I did, I liked her. I didn't like her at first, but, like, in the middle seasons, I liked her. And then it was just like.
I thought okay. She was okay in Solo.
No, I liked her in Solo. She, I mean, for her role or whatever.
Yeah.
But. I don't know if that's more the direction of the show that I didn't like her. But
I think the big question is who's going to play the live action Ahsoka?
Yeah, that would be. Actually, it'd be kind of cool that if Ahsoka like sought out Obi-Wan in an episode or a couple episodes.
Yeah.
And looking to tell him about Anakin. And who he is now. And then, you know, Obi-Wan's like, well, I kind of already know.
Yep.
And then she gets even more pissed off.
We have confirmed Trandoshans in the Mandalorian series.
Oh, that's going to be cool. None of
them are named Bossk.
That's going to be cool.
So.
So they get, I wonder. It's plural. You said it plural. So I wonder if they're going to be.
I gang.
There's going to be some slave Wookiees happening. Because that's what they were. Well, in Clone Wars, that's what they were doing. They were.
Slavers.
Well, they're slavers, yeah. And
yeah.
Of course, the Empire is famous for using Wookiees as slaves. Which is crazy. I mean,
yeah. We're 2 months away.
I can't wait, man. I'm super excited for that.
Yeah. We'll have plenty to talk about then.
Yep. Eric said he wanted to be, if we did like a Mandalorian podcast.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Okay.
Yeah, he said. I'm cool with y'all doing whatever because my schedule is what my schedule is. So,
yeah.
And also, I figured out that I don't know if, did I tell you this? Oh, no, we talked about this. Like, I can just Skype in from my phone at work.
Oh, yeah.
So if y'all are recording during the week, it can maybe only be for like 20 or 30 minutes, but I can just Skype in and be like, hey, here's what I thought. And
yeah.
Then. You know, I can always, as long as I don't have to go in and I like listen to the episode, I can always jump in and like edit stuff later.
Yeah.
And put it up on the site. So nobody has to do that work. That's actually really easy. I can do that at work now too. So.
Good.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll talk to him. Him and my sister maybe. Well, I'm sure Ryan's going to want to.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully by the 1st of October, Ryan is able to podcast again. So right now, apparently the issue is they are basically remodeling his entire house.
Oh, wow.
And so he has nowhere to record.
Yeah.
So he's like, I just don't have the space. He's like, but hopefully they'll be done in a month or so.
Is he getting a recording studio?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, right? Nah. But yeah, hopefully by November for sure, everything will be settled. I'm hoping by October because Mr. Robot's back in October. So.
Oh, I should probably catch up on that. Dang it, I just canceled Prime.
I mean, you can always use mine. Did you watch all through season three, didn't you?
No, we stopped like halfway through two, I think. Or maybe it was the end of two. Because we had a baby.
I wasn't aware. Anyway, yeah, that's all the Star Wars we got. Yeah. So. Elizabeth is at work, so, and she's getting her Star Wars tattoo tomorrow night. So she's like, y'all just record without me. So we're like, well, we'll just do it now.
Yeah, I thought we were going to do a live stream from the tattoo parlor with her getting a.
That's what I thought too. I'm at least going to record something with her about the tattoo. And so I'll throw that up maybe as bonus content since we haven't had any of that in a while over on Patreon. Patreon.com/X-Wing Files if you want to support the show. At the X-Wing Files on Twitter and Instagram. X-Wing Files, just search for it on Facebook. You'll find our group and our page. And X-Wing Files@gmail.com. So if you want to contact us, that's how you can get a hold of us. And only a few short weeks, and we'll have so much Star Wars, we are not going to know what to do.
Did we figure out when Clone Wars was coming out, the last season? Is it after?
Yeah, it's in 2020.
Yeah.
But I don't remember when. So.
Well, 2020.
So, anyway. All right, yeah, go do all that stuff. We'll be back. There'll at least be, I don't know. There'll hopefully be some news coming out shortly, but.
If we'll just make some crap up.
Yeah, I'll try to stick to a weekly schedule. I need to get back to working on episode two of Tar Wars since Ryan has a tentative return date. So. Maybe by Christmas we can have episode two. We need to get Tim back on the show. We haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, he texted me not too long ago, and I was just like, well, we're just kind of like...
treading water.
Yeah, treading water, pretty much.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm not going to say we'll be back next week, because it's not been a weekly show lately, and a big part of that's my fault, my schedule.
Well, so. I've been on overnights, and I wasn't on overnights. Now I'm back on overnights. Now I'm not on overnight. Like, it's ridiculous. All of our schedules have been pretty hectic.
I mean, we stayed on a good, solid weekly schedule for a year. I think we had two late episodes. But even then, we actually recorded, like, 55 episodes in 52 weeks. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
For amateurs.
Yeah, we were pretty good for a good long while, and so we're due a little vacation. So, and it's not really a vacation; it's just a form of like, well, we don't really have anything to talk about, and schedules aren't lining up, so let's just wait.
Yeah, I'd rather not force the issue and everyone get pissed off.
Yeah, that never works out well.
Elizabeth and Ryan.
I usually only get mad if it's something I screw up. I'm just like, I'm just going to quit doing everything because I messed this one thing up.
Skype does do that. Skype messed up that one and then it just tries to quit every time.
Yeah.
Or update. Anyways, I was trying to think of something to get Spencer riled up, but, I don't know.
Tell him the Last Jedi sucks. That gets him riled up.
Yeah. The Last Jedi sucks, Spencer. It's a terrible movie.
All right. Well, we'll be back soon talking more Star Wars. Until then, may the Force be with you.
Always.
can't fade me long as you pay me. Slave one is where I like to put my quarry in. The cape is Versace, the armor Mandalorian. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. For sheezy, my kneesy, bounty hunting ain't easy. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. B to the Izzo, that's the flavor word of the beta. B to the Izzo, B to the Izzo, Mos Eisley, best to step wisely. B to the Izzo, B to the Izzo, that's the flavor word of the beta. I do this for my troopers, to let them know what a hunter look like. When a hunter in a cruiser, showing them to master the nuance of a blaster. Empire shady, you need to step your game up. Rebel scum hate me, best tuck your chain up. I'm overcharging Imperials for what I did to Solo. Pay us más dinero, cause I'm the Papi Chulo. If we tight, we tight. No need for the carbonite. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. For she's in my kneesy, bounty hunting ain't easy. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the flavor word up to Vader. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. Mos Eisley, best to step wisely. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the flavor word up to Vader. Vet is back, I spit the real rap. I got the boom bap to make your neck snap. Haters acting like Vet don't watch the throne. You fake ass rappers, y'all the real clones. I was raised up raw, represent Mandalore. My pops died young, I done told y'all before. Was out claiming bounty since back in the day. Ship you off to a galaxy far, far away. Blaster by my side, crew on standby. Girl is rolling through on a skiff just to say hi. Like Ice-T said, my word is bond. Hanging suckers on my wall like Jabba Hung Han. To try and fail, you think I'm dumb? Psh, don't make me laugh like Salacious Crumb. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. What else can I say about dude? I get bounty. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. For sheezy my kneesy, bounty hunting ain't easy. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the flavor word up to beta. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. Mos Eisley, best to step wisely. B to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the flavor word up to beta. This one goes out to Long Snoop. I see y'all down there in Tatooine. Bib Fortuna, what up?
It was no wonder.
Greedo, pour one out.
Sorry about the mess.
Tusken Raiders, y'all my sand people. Jawas on their grind. Yum, yum, yum.